Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, January 15th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Commissioner Will Stevens to learn more about what went into the process of selecting a new Illinois state flag. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The American Civil Liberties Union is urging the University of Illinois to roll back recent protest regulations. IPM's Emily Hayes reports the organization thinks the changes are having a chilling effect on free speech.
After students last spring formed encampments in Urbana-Champaign in support of Gaza, the school published an update to clarify its policies for campus demonstrations. In an open letter published Wednesday, the ACLU of Illinois says those changes have led one student environmental group to be penalized for a protest it's done for a decade. Ed Yonka with the ACLU says with an incoming Trump administration, students are likely to mobilize on issues like abortion, LGBTQ plus rights, and deportations.
If the regulations are enforced in this sort of way that we've seen, I suspect what we'll see are more students disciplined, again, for speaking out of issues that are of national concern. I think that would be really sad.
A U of I spokesperson says the student environmentalists violated longstanding policies on obstructing pedestrians and using bullhorns. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
The Champaign Fire Department extinguished a small commercial fire at the Marketplace Shopping Center yesterday. Officials say they responded after an employee noticed smoke coming from the ceiling tiles. Crews evacuated the mall, and the department says it was an accidental fire caused by a heating element in the ventilation system. The crews deployed a single hose line to put out the fire. One firefighter was treated for a minor injury, and only one store sustained little damage from the fire. The city of Urbana is taking applications for a program to support housing in Champaign County. The city has $1 million in local and federal dollars available to support affordable housing and prevent homelessness. Officials are encouraging local nonprofits to apply for the funding. Projects that are eligible for the program include acquiring or constructing homeless shelters, as well as new subsidized housing projects. Organizations have until the beginning of February to submit their proposals. At least two dozen people have died in the devastating wildfires engulfing the Los Angeles area, and the crisis is affecting some families from Illinois. Andy Lee is from Champaign-Urbana and now lives in Los Angeles. He helped his in-laws evacuate their home. Lee tells the 21st show his mother-in-law had a tough time leaving the home where she raised her children.
I think that the challenge that we had is that we needed to calm their nerves. And so you could see, even after we served her hot tea and she was seated comfortably on the couch, that her hands were still trembling from the shock.
The Los Angeles Times reports many victims of the wildfires had refused to abandon their homes. Estimates show tens of thousands of people remain displaced in the area. Still to come, we'll learn more about the process of selecting a new Illinois state flag. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny and cold with a high of 20 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 15 degrees, a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 34 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with patchy freezing fog and a low of 20 degrees, a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, President-elect Donald Trump and his team have pledged to make major changes to immigration policy in America, including mass deportations of migrants and prosecutions of anyone who gets in their way. We'll talk about what those changes could look like and how they could affect us in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's a new year, and the state of Illinois may soon get a new flag. Members of the public have submitted nearly 5,000 designs to the State Flag Commission, ranging from stars and stripes to Abraham Lincoln shooting lasers out of his eyes. The commission, made up of 21 artists, educators, historians, and Illinois fans, has whittled the pool down to their top 10 picks. Mawa Iqbal sat down with Commissioner Will Stevens to learn more about what went into the process.
You all had to pick your 10 favorite designs from a pool of nearly 5,000 submissions. So tell me more about that process. Like, how easy or difficult was it to work with these other commission members?
So what happened is we had a meeting where I think there were something like 150 designs that commission members had selected. Any flag in the first round to advance had to have at least three people advocate for it. That cut it down to 30, and then we took those 30 and put each one up on the board, and for a flag to advance, it had to have five people advocate for it. And after two rounds of that process is how we came to the final 10. There was a lot of stuff turned in that had the skyline of the city of Chicago in it, and I think a lot of the folks from Central Illinois and Southern Illinois said, all due respect to Chicago, but we don't think that that is a state flag that looks like a new Chicago flag. And some of the things that focus too heavily on rural things, you know, some of the Chicago representatives would say, you know, that looks like a great flag for Southern Illinois, but maybe not a great flag for the whole state. And I think that that's the reason why you see a lot of Lincoln, you see a lot of stars, you see a lot of things that some people are calling bland. But in reality, we were trying to hone in on things that wouldn't be criticized as being too regional.
Are you happy with the final 10 designs?
I don't know if I'd say I'm happy. I would say that I'm satisfied that we did the best we could with what we had. Now, me personally, I've never had a problem with the flag that we have. I think that sometimes enduring symbols become enduring because you leave them alone.
So tell me about some of the weirdest, most out there submissions.
I remember one person submitted a pack of cigarettes. There was a person that, you know, various people that submitted flags that had, you know, Governor Pritzker like riding a dinosaur or something, or Abraham Lincoln with like radioactive looking eyes.
Okay, and finally, out of the top 10, which flag is your favorite?
The Illinois flag that we have currently has Lake Michigan. And when the Illinois flag flies in the wind, you know, those waves of the lake ripple and the wings of the eagle, to me, sort of come alive. I mean, the Illinois seal is not a staid sort of emblem. I mean, there's a lot of living things in it, the water, the sun, the eagle, the pennant in the eagle's mouth. And I feel like for all the criticism of the current state flag, adding a couple of other design elements to it, removing the word Illinois, I think that flag could have some durability, but also sort of freshen it up.
Public voting on the top 10 creations closes on February 14th. The commission will then send their recommendations to the General Assembly by April 1st. The lawmakers will then decide to either adopt a new flag or keep the current iteration. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, May Antar, Analika Ochuba, Kulsum Khan, and Mawa Iqbal. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.